Om Shri Sai Ram. Offering my humble pranams at the lotus feet of our beloved Bhagwan, as the hospital celebrates its 20th anniversary of service in Bhagwan's divine mission, the medical mission of providing relief, medical relief to the patients, absolutely free of cost, I take this opportunity to offer my gratitude to Bhagwan for giving me this opportunity to serve Him in this divine mission. Many people wonder, now that Bhagwan's physical presence is not there, how is the hospital going along? I would like to say that every decision that is taken in the hospital has the unforeseen hand of Bhagwan, which is guiding it. Right from the registration of the land to the purchase of major equipment, we can definitely see His hand guiding it and guarding the hospital. In 2010, Bhagwan had hinted to some of our elders that we should get the hospital land registered. We had tried several measures, but we were not successful in getting the land registered. At one point, we gave up and said, "Swami, you have to take care now." It came to a critical situation where we had to prove the ownership of the land to the government because the metro was acquiring a portion of our land. And we were praying fervently to Bhagwan that He should do something so that we don't land into trouble. At that point, we had organized a Puri Jagannath Rath Yatra in which we felt Bhagwan's presence. And within 3 days of Bhagwan showing His omnipresence in that festival, the land got registered automatically, in the sense that there was a change of leadership in the KADB, which governs the land in the EPIP area. And the person said, "Why is this file pending for so long? Let's call the owners and let us register it quickly." And so it happened before we could notice it. The land got registered in the hospital, in the trust name. And we were just in time to prove the ownership to the metro, which was acquiring the land. Such instances are many. Bhagwan had told in the initial stages that the equipment, the implants that are used should be of the highest quality. Just because it is provided free, it doesn't mean that it should be cheap. According to His divine guidance, in the initial stages in 2001, the MRI scanner, the CT scanner, which was purchased by the trust, were the best in the radiology market at that point. And with Bhagwan's grace, they've lasted for more than their usual life. And in 2013, when we had to replace it, there was a big debate among the management of the hospital. We were wondering, because the top line scanners were 3 times as expensive as the second tier scanners from the multinational companies, that is GE, Siemens and Philips. And we were in a dilemma, because Swami says that every rupee that is used must be adequately thought about and used, and nothing should be wasted. So we were looking at functionality versus the best scanners, and we decided to compromise, and we went for the second line of scanners, which provided the functionality that we required. All the negotiations were done. We got more than 50% discount on both MRI and CT scanner and the biplane cath lab. And we placed an order and we requested government for a customs duty exemption. And due to change in the government policy of Make in India, we didn't get the customs duty exemption for quite some time. Meanwhile, the multinational companies like GE and Siemens, they came forward saying that, sir, you have negotiated for our second tier scanners, but our top management wants that Satya Sai Hospital should have our best equipment. We will take a loss and we will give you at the negotiated price of the second tier scanners our best scanners. So though we were willing to compromise, Bhagwan was not willing to compromise on the quality, the best care that he wanted to give his patients. So we purchased GE HT750 and Siemens Era scanner, both of which were rated as the number one MRI and CT scanner respectively in the RSNA of that particular year. And 2015, both the scanners were replaced. And the beauty of this entire exercise was the old scanner continued to function with the same efficiency as when purchased till the time we replaced those scanners. That's the beauty of Bhagwan's grace, that whatever be our capacity, he ensures that the things happen as per his will. Similar instance happened during our installation of our nursing college. Bhagwan, during various conversations, going back to 1993, had mentioned that he would want a nursing college where the students, the nurses who come out, should be full of compassion. Various efforts were made, but due to various regulatory issues, we couldn't have a nursing college. In 2008, I was leaving from my office and the Radio Sai was broadcasting through the World Space channel discourse. And I had just stepped out and I forgot something, so I opened the door and came back in. At that point, a small clip was played which only had that Swami's wish of starting the nursing college. So when I heard that speech, I was probably in my 8th or 9th class, but the speech was as if Swami was talking to me and wanting me to take this initiative. So post lunch, Dr. Safaya was the director then. So I went and met him and said, sir, this is what has happened and it looks like Swami wants me to take this step. He said, we have tried many times, Praveen, but looks like Swami wants you to take the initiative, so why don't you take it? So we went and met various authorities in the Rajiv Gandhi University and they said that it's not possible to start in Satya Sai University because we don't have faculty of medicine, but we can start it in through the Rajiv Gandhi University. So then there was a change of leadership. Dr. Hegde took over as the director. And when he had an opportunity to be with Swami, he said, Swami, we want to start a nursing college. Swami's eyes lit up, saying that, yes, we should start. You look for a good principal and I'll give you permission to start. And just like any of Swami's projects, the moment he gives his green signal, the time shrinks. So we went back to the Rajiv Gandhi University and they said that our applications window is closed. This was sometime in February. The window had closed in October of the previous year. So they said, you can try next year, next October. But we said Swami wanted. So we met the Vice Chancellor, who also happened to be the patient of Dr. Hegde. And he said, such a noble initiative, and that too providing free nursing and allied health education to the children of the country. I think we will take an exception and we will take the Academic Council approval to make this happen. So February we applied, and by the time we came back to Swami in March, we already had the application approved by the university, and we had to do the next steps of getting approval of the government and also the Indian Nursing Council. Bhagwan gave his go ahead, and we were looking for a principal, and we had put a notification in Sanad Sarathi. The exact number of faculty that are required, that is a principal and a vice principal to begin the nursing college, though we got two candidates, Dr. Manjuri and Rupa Devi, both of whom were exactly eligible for these two posts, and Bhagwan immediately granted his approval to recruit them, and the government approvals for the starting the college and the INC approvals, they went through very quickly, and by June we started the college, and Bhagwan himself personally saw the photos of each and every student that was being taken and blessed the college to be started. This shows that he is the boss. Once he wills, everything in the universe has to fall in line. Another incident that comes to my mind, when Bhagwan gave me an opportunity to go to the US to do hospital administration, in one of the interviews, Bhagwan made a casual remark. He said, once you go and come back, I'll shift the general hospital to the Whitefield Hospital campus. That was said in passing, and I had forgotten about it. Fast forward to 2013, one brainwave flashed in my mind, and I spoke to the director, Dr. Swarna Bharadwaj, saying that for some reason, Swami has given us excess capacity. Though we were using 8 operating theaters, we had 12 of them, 4 of them waiting to be commissioned. I said, some of the surgeries like hip replacement, knee replacements that are happening in the general hospital, why don't we put a proposal to trust that those super specialty surgeries could happen here, since we have the space, we have the infrastructure to support it. So she was very happy with the proposal, and she put it across to the trust, and trust said, no, it's not the right time, because we need the workload to be constant in the general hospital, so it was not taken up. Subsequently, after 2 months, the general hospital themselves put a proposal saying that since the hospital has grown from a single room hospital to multi-room hospital, the growth has been organic. So the building was a combination of small rooms which had become a big building, and over a period of time certain leakages have started, and it required that we need to reconstruct the hospital or move to the super specialty location. And they themselves put a proposal to the trust that we would like to shift to the super specialty campus. And as one of the things which Swami told me when I was about to join the job that Bhagwan had given, I had made a prayer, Swami, I am from a bioscience background, and this is a management position that you are putting me into, and I am scared, I don't have the skills, I feel. Then Bhagwan said that when I give you a responsibility, the skills will come automatically, you don't need to ask for it. That's what happened in this particular instance. Merging to working hospitals with huge volumes of patients is not a joke, and that too without stopping the patient care activities that are ongoing. It required tremendous planning and tremendous thinking, and as Bhagwan would have it, He kept giving ideas on how both the hospitals could gel within the same building without compromising on the quality and also the patient volumes that each of the departments are currently handling. And we had put up a proposal to trust, saying that this is how it could be done. And the trust members had visited the hospital to see the plan. And they had a meeting in the director's office. And in one of the pictures in director's office, Bhagwan had showered little vibhuti. And all the trustees saw that. And one of the trustees actually took a photo of it with his mobile phone. And then we went around the hospital explaining the process of merger of the two hospitals. And once we returned back, we noticed that the vibhuti on Bhagwan's photo had increased in the diameter, and the trustee had a proof of it, the prior picture that he had taken, and the trustees felt that this is Bhagwan seems to be blessing our thoughts, so let us go ahead. And it was put up in the board of trustees meeting, and on that particular day, the day morning, the vibhuti on that particular photo in the hospital had fully covered up the Bhagwan's frame completely, and the trustees took a decision that we will shift the hospital and we will go ahead with this plan. Subsequently, it's a big challenge to do the merger. So we were not getting ideas and we were not having people who will execute it in a working hospital. Because for any contractor to take such a job where the work is going on without disturbing the work to do the modifications, it's not profitable for them. So none of them were actually coming forward to do that. And we were praying to Swami to show us the way. One of our contractors who had done few buildings earlier in the hospital, for some reason he had not done any project in the recent past, and his daughter had a ailment, that is scoliosis, which is at birth itself the child had a curved spine and her posture was completely bent, and he wanted to do something about it and had come to the hospital to consult our neurosurgeons. And when he knelt down in front of Bhagwan's photo in the main dome area, he had a prayer in his heart. Swami, you have not given me an opportunity to do any work in your premises. Please give me an opportunity. And that's when I suddenly remembered this person and gave a call to him. And he picked up the phone and said, Sairam sir. And I said, so like this, there's a proposal. We are looking for somebody to do this work. He said, sir, just now I prayed to Swami to give me an opportunity and I received your call immediately. And he said, I will do the work. Generally, contractors don't undertake any work before a work order is given. This person said, sir, I will do all the work, and at the end of, after completing everything, then you can give the work order and pay me. And he was willing to take the loss and do the work. The work, there is one Tyagaraja Kriti which says, Rama Kri Ganta Chudu, means if you look with a side of your eye, the entire world I can change, is what Tyagaraja Swami says. And that's what happened. In the photo in director's office, some portion of vibhuti fell off, showing Bhagwan's one eye, the left eye, and the work picked up at in a frantic pace as usual with Swami's projects. An entire thing was completed. We set a date of July 6th to inaugurate the hospital, and on July 1st we decided that we will stop the work in the general hospital to enable the shift. And we were praying to Bhagwan, because all the deliveries that were to be done they were all due at that point, and we were praying that he should bless this shifting. And what would have taken several people, the entire process of shifting could happen with the Sevadal and a Tata Ace. Majority of the shifting could happen. And on 5th, everything got shifted. And on the 6th morning, we had the inauguration. And as we were starting the inauguration process, the first baby, first mother came with labor pains and delivered. And at the same time, we had the inauguration. And I was given an opportunity to do the MC for that ceremony. And I was thinking, what should I speak? And that's when this, that interview that I had with Bhagwan, where he said that once you finish and come back, that was almost 15 years back, I will shift the general hospital to the super specialty campus. And I could narrate that particular incident. So it shows that Bhagwan is in charge of everything, and we are just an instruments in his divine hands. And he will take care once we surrender to him, and once we are, as Bhagwan says, you should be a flute through which I can play the song. One very important thing Bhagwan had said during one of the interactions with one of our students who is currently a staff is that once you work for me, I will take care of your 7 generations. I want to elaborate on this with my own experience. In 2005, I had decided to go to my hometown for a few days because I hadn't seen my parents for quite some time. So I was going, I had got onto the Sheshadri Express, which stops in Vijayawada at 3 a.m. and our driver had come to pick me up. And since it was very early, I sort of dozed off on the car window on the back side, and the car was going. At one point, the driver tried to overtake a big truck, and in the process, as he was overtaking, he suddenly saw a bus that was coming in the opposite direction, and he tried to avoid the bus, so he did a short turn in front of the lorry. And at that point, the lorry suddenly started gaining acceleration, and so it hit the portion of the car where I was sleeping. And next moment, when I opened my eyes, I saw the car was revolving and it was being pushed by the lorry. And there was a huge ditch. Generally, the highways have a slope next to it, and it was going towards it. And I started shouting, Sai, Sai. And as I shouted for the third time, suddenly everything stopped. And I got out from the car. The lorry driver came running. And he said, what happened? What happened? Who is anybody injured in the vehicle? And I said, no, we are only from the vehicle. And he said, sir, this has happened to me 5 times before. And nobody has survived in such accidents. There's some power that is protecting you. And within my heart, I knew that it was Bhagwan who has protected me. And when I saw the vehicle, the impact was on the same mirror, the window that I was sleeping on. And the lorry had pushed the car to, there was one picture of Bhagwan giving Abhayahasta in the front mirror to the hand. Exactly to the where his palm was there. Till then the lorry had crushed the car, and then it stopped there. Another incident that comes to my mind was in 2008. I had purchased a car, and I wanted to go to Parthi in the car, and for some reason nobody was there to accompany me in the car. So I kept the car in Vrindavan and decided to come by the 1 o'clock bus that comes from Whitefield to Puttaparthi. Since I had decided late, I couldn't get a ticket. the bus was full, and so I got a seat just behind the driver. That's generally where the conductor sort of sleeps. That's where I got. And then there were close to 18 of the hospital staff in the bus. The bus had started when it was going through the Budhagiri cross. At one point, suddenly I noticed that the bus was going off-road. And when I looked at the driver, he was having epilepsy or the fits. And he had collapsed onto the wheel. And the wheel was turning towards outside. And when I looked in the front, the bus was heading towards a big electric pole, which was live. And I started shouting, "Sai Ram, Sai Ram." And by the third time, the bus had gone and hit the electric pole. There was a lot of fire that had erupted. But at that point, it looked like somebody pulled off the main wires from the main line. And then everything came to a standstill. And the bus stopped as if somebody braked and stopped it. When we got down to see, we just realized that where the bus stopped, it was just 1 foot away from a big construction ditch that was there. And if the bus had gone to the left, it would have fallen in the ditch. And if somebody wouldn't have pulled off the wires from the electrical transformer, the whole bus would have got electrocuted. That somebody we know is Bhagwan. He is there protecting us all the time. Another incident that comes to my mind is that of my father. That time I was in the US doing my studies, and my brother was studying in his final year in Puttaparthi. One day, while Bhagwan came out for the second darshan, that is after the interviews, when he came out, he suddenly called my brother. And he said, "Come here." And when my brother went forward, he said, "Just now, your father had an accident," and he described the accident, that the car was going and the wheels were going before the car. And before he could realize, the car did 3 pulties and it landed in a ditch. And it landed on its wheels, and just now he has come out of the car. Nothing has happened. Just there's a small scratch on his forehead. My brother, after the bhajan, he called my father. There was those days the cell phones had just been introduced in the market. And my father picked up the call, and he says that he explained the entire incident as Swami narrated, and that Swami had given him a 3-diamond ring, and the middle diamond in that had fallen off. Subsequently, when we had opportunity to have an interview with Bhagwan, the first thing Swami did was to ask my father for the ring, and he blew it 3 times, and then the ring became new again. This incident also had a sequel, in the sense that the first Guru Purnima post Mahasamadhi, it was a very first time we are having Guru Purnima without physically seeing Bhagwan, though Bhagwan was there all around. And we were in a sort of very sober mode. I was literally down. I was sitting somewhere in the crowd, and I was saying, "Swami, why did you leave us and go?" And as these thoughts were passing through my mind, Radio Sai had put up one of Bhagwan's videos on the overhead projection system. And then I saw Swami calling somebody. And at that point, I felt that it was Swami was calling my brother. And my brother came forward, and the entire video played. At the same time, my brother was in the US. He was feeling dejected. He was seeing the Radio Sai stream live, and he was feeling that, "Swami, why did you leave us?" And at the same time, this video played, saying that Swami showing that he is there with us. And subsequently, I asked our Radio Sai brothers that how did they find this video, because it's been several years since that particular incident happened, and I've never seen this video. And then the brother said that he was looking for something to put, and then this video he came across, so that's how he played it. So Bhagwan is observing every single thought of ours, and he proves it immediately that he has not gone anywhere. Fast forward to 2015, and one day I got a call from a mother, and she was saying that she was having stomach pain, and she had gone to the doctor, and the radiologist had done an ultrasound and said that there is a mass in your uterus, and you need to get it removed immediately. So since the general hospital had a gynecology department, I told them to come over to the hospital, and we met Dr. Jayabhat, who was the HOD of the department, and she ordered for some tests, cancer markers and an ultrasound to be done at the specialty hospital. And Dr. Sunita, she was our radiologist at that point. So my mother went in and didn't come out for more than an hour. Then Dr. Sunita came looking, because the radiologist who did the scan earlier had actually drawn where the mass is in the uterus, but Dr. Sunita was not able to find anything in the scan. And since we also had a good quality CT scanner, so she said, let us do a CT and rule it out. Even the CT scanner showed that there was absolutely no sign of any mass in the uterus. Even the cancer markers, the blood tests that were done, they also came back negative. Then Dr. Jayabhat said, looks like Praveen Swami has cancelled her cancer, so she can go back and lead a normal life. Couple of years later, and I got a call from Dr. Jayabhat saying that, why don't you call your mother? It's already 2 years. We'll just do a routine scan once on her. So she had come, and then they did a biopsy of the uterus. The ultrasound, everything came normal. So in the biopsy, the pathologist reported that the cells were turning cancerous. They were in the pre-cancerous stage. And then Dr. Jayabhat decided to go ahead and do a total hysterectomy. And then the surgery was done, and my mother recovered completely. When there was a tumor, actually a tumor in the uterus, Bhagwan cancelled it. But in her karma, she had to have a tumor. And when it was becoming cancerous, Bhagwan ensured that that got removed, and now she is perfectly healthy. Another incident which comes to my mind is of my father. He has been diabetic for close to 8 years now. And so when he visited us, we did a routine checkup in the hospital. His eyes were also checked up as part of the routine checkup. And then the doctor said that the cataract has developed in both his eyes, so we would need to operate on it at shortly, is what she said. And then as we were leaving, he suddenly said, just come once, we will dilate his eyes, and I want to look at the retina. So dilation was done, and then when she looked up in the left eye of my father, she suddenly noticed that there was a huge chunk of retina was hanging, so there was a massive tear. And she asked my father, did you have any flashes of light, did you see? And he says, I've never experienced any of those symptoms. And she immediately called our senior consultant who works at another hospital, and we rushed there, and immediately laser was done to correct that the retinal tear. And even the senior doctors in that facility were amazed that he didn't feel such a massive retinal tear and he didn't feel any symptoms. And subsequently, a cataract in the right eye was done and it was perfect. And then subsequently they said after a couple of months, we'll do the left eye. So when it was turn of the left eye, the doctor had come and they were doing the surgery. There's a 1 in a million chance that when the lens is being taken out, the cataract lens is being taken out and the new lens inserted, the suction that is used could cause slight damage to the portion of the wall behind. And in my father's case, that happened in the sense that the hole was formed and the lens that was being sucked out, some portion of it had gone inside. So they had to put him on steroids and he had complete loss of vision in the left eye. And they said that after a week of steroids, we will wait for a few days and then take up for a retinal correction. So the senior retinal surgeon had come that day and she said, let's do it today. And so they had taken my father to the operating room and I was praying in Swami's room in the hospital. And at that point, suddenly I noticed that there was a small scratch on the Swami's left eye in the photo in Swami's room. And I was wondering why this has happened. And then later, doctor who operated on him said that though it was a very complex case and they were wondering how to do it, they required a particular extension for the microscope which was not there, and they were wondering how they are going to do the surgery and whether they need to postpone the surgery and buy that attachment. It's called a biome. At that point she got a call from the one of the medical retinal companies saying that they have a biome that they want to give a demo to the hospital. And I'm waiting outside the hospital compound. Then the doctor said, please come. And so that person went to the operating room. The biome exactly fitted the microscope and the surgery started. And the doctor said that as they were doing the retinal part, they found that all the debris that had gone inside started floating out into the suction as if somebody was pushing it from inside, and the surgery went on perfect. Father had a probably a destiny that he should lose his left eye twice. There was a huge retinal tear. Subsequently, there was this thing that had happened during the surgery. But Bhagwan took it upon himself and then ensured that father's eye was perfect. Now he has perfect vision. And he's able to do all his activities independently because of that. Another incident that comes to my mind is that of my grandmother. She had a history of sudden fainting wherein she sort of passes out. For it was repeating for many years and then somehow she says that suddenly Swami came in my dream and told her to get up, and then she got up and at that point, she doesn't know what is happening around. She vomits and all those things happen. And she had come to visit me in Whitefield. And while I was in the hospital, this thing happened and my mother called. I immediately rushed to the campus and then brought her in the ambulance to the hospital. She was taken to the CCU. The doctor examined and said, let us do a ECG and a Holter on her. And they said that her heart is weak and we would need to urgently implant a pacemaker. And the pacemaker was readily available. So they immediately took her for the cath procedure and the pacemaker was implanted. It's been now close to 8 years now and she has not had that blackout again. And she is in perfect health. Another incident that comes to my mind is that happened very recently. My son Dhruv, he had a developed a small medical problem which needed to be operated on immediately. Since it was middle of the academic year, he is in second class, in first class at that time. So the doctors said that there's no urgency to do it immediately. We can do it during his vacation. And we said that's a good plan. Let's do that. This happened in February 2020. Then after a couple of days, one of our old surgeons who had gone abroad, she suddenly called and said, so how is your son? And then since she was also a general surgeon, we just told that this is the situation. And she said, Praveen, you should get it done immediately. Why trouble the child with that medical condition? And at the most, he'll take 7 to 8 days to recover. And then he won't, since he's in such a small class, he won't miss much of his classes also. So why don't you do that? And then we contacted the urologist, and he said, okay, coming Tuesday, he comes every Tuesdays, and he said, I will do the surgery. And everything was set for the surgery. And my son, even for his, whenever we go for his vaccinations, the entire hospital will resound with his cries. And we were worried how he is going to take such a thing as a surgery. And then what we were surprised was, he was telling all his friends that I am going to have a surgery, as if it's like a exciting thing for him. And he informed all his friends on the campus about that. And that surgery morning, when a nurse came to give an injection, he shouted and screamed and all that. And then subsequently, he went happily to the surgery. For injection, he was crying. And when he was taken into the surgery, and before they gave the anesthesia, he was saying, I want to see my father, I want to see my father. And as they started the anesthesia gas, he started going into sleep. And the surgery went on very well. And subsequently, when he came out, he said that as he began to sleep, he saw Bhagwan standing next to him and putting his hand on his forehead and saying, don't worry, I am there. And though he is a small child, he has always been saying that you people had Bhagwan's darshan, but I never had. Bhagwan is very partial to you, he keeps saying that. And at that point, he said that he saw Swami changing his forms into Vishnu, Shiva and all that. He said almost 70 different forms he saw during his surgery, and the recovery was perfect. And come March, within a month, the current pandemic had set in. And if we had waited to have it done in April, it would have not happened so far because of this pandemic. Bhagwan ensured that he called us through one of our former doctors and ensured that we had the surgery before the pandemic set in. This pandemic has disrupted all our lives. The medical care and regular, every industry has got affected because of this. And we were wondering how we are going to we were thinking that our patients, they are there across the country, we need to provide medical support to them. At this point, some of our alumni came forward and said that we will give a cloud-based telephonic solution with which we can do telemedicine with the patients. So help desk number was created, and with the help of our alumni, we were able to receive close to 500 calls from across India from the patients, and we were able to give timely medical advice to all of them. The progress has been so beautiful that not even one of our staff have got affected due to corona while treating the patients. They have been perfectly healthy throughout the pandemic. They have operated and helped many patients as much as possible. We have taken care that we do the testing and quarantine before we take up the patients to do surgery. Though the train services haven't started yet, but several of the patients have started coming back and we are close to 90% of our workload, and we have always felt Bhagwan's presence while treating the patients. And several initiatives that are happening in the hospital, before it became a law, we have been able to do those things. One of the big examples was the STP plant. Bhagwan insisted that we should have an STP plant in 2001. And because of that, we are able to reuse the water 3 times. And though entire Bangalore is suffering from water crisis, we have never had to buy a water tanker. And in 2012, government made it mandatory that every facility should have an STP plant. But right back in 2001 itself, Bhagwan had installed one, and it's 20 years and that plant is working beautifully. It's as if the water that we are taking out from the well, it keeps in the circulation. The water gets used in the wash basins, in the operating rooms and all that. Then it goes to the treatment plant and then gets treated and then comes back to the flushing tanks. And once that water is again used for gardening. So the water is very precious in Bangalore and we have been able to utilize this very effectively. Also, Bhagwan planned a rainwater harvesting lake in the campus much before it was mandated by the government, and because of that the borewell yields in the hospital have been very good. We have not had to buy a single tanker. And then as the electricity prices were shooting up, Bhagwan put a thought in one of our brother's mind that we should go for a solar power plant. And as a pilot, we did a 100 kVA plant in the hospital, and 2016 for the hospital anniversary, that got inaugurated and it's being functional beautifully. And with that experience, the trust has now installed solar power plants across Puttaparthi, and majority of our power supply is coming from the solar power generation. And similar initiatives is being planned to increase our capacity in the Whitefield Hospital for the solar. Another beautiful initiative which shows Bhagwan's love was the metro line which is coming in front of the hospital. It was displacing or destroying several trees that have been there in that particular area, and one of the good Samaritans came and requested hospital authorities, and the trust was very gracious in permitting us to do a tree transplantation. Close to 108 trees were transplanted from the metro path into our campus, and they have been thriving very well. All this goes to show that his grace, his compassion is there forever on us. I would like to finish with a song that Bhagwan himself composed on compassion.
Dayacheta dhanyulu kavalera, entati vadaina dayacheta dhanyulu kavalera. Vidyanechi vadadina gani, padhyamulenno padina gani, konda guhalalo nundina gani, kurchuni jabamulu chesina gani, దయచేత ధన్యులు కావలెరా. ఎంతటి వాడైన దయచేత ధన్యులు కావలెరా. యోగాభ్యాసము చేసిన గాని భాగవతాదుల చూసిన గాని బాగుగా గడ్డము పెంచిన గాని పట్టెనామములు పెట్టిన గాని దయచేత ధన్యులు కావలెరా. ఎంతటి వాడైన దయచేత ధన్యులు కావలెరా. ముక్కు మూసి జపమాచరించిన మ్రొక్కుచు బాగా నిలిచి ఉండిన మ్రొక్కి మ్రొక్కి ఎంత ఏడ్చిన గాని దయచేత ధన్యులు కావలెరా. కాషాయ వస్త్రము వేసిన గాని కంఠమాల ధరించిన గాని గడగడగడమని మాల త్రిప్పిన కడకుని వద్దకు రావలి స్వామి దయచేత ధన్యులు కావలెరా. ఎంతటి వాడైన దయచేత ధన్యులు కావలెరా. భక్తితో మిమ్ము కొలచిన గాని పుట్టపత్తికే వచ్చిన గాని పూజలు బాగా చేసిన గాని పుడిమయంతయు తిరిగిన గాని దయచేత నీ దయచేత సాయి దయచేత స్వామి దయచేత ధన్యులు కావలెరా. జై సాయిరాం.